2026 is the year of going analog, or as I like to say, stepping into your evergreen marketing era. More business owners want to rely less on social media or simply spend less time on their phones and more time living life. But to do that without losing momentum in your business, you need an evergreen marketing platform as a core part of your marketing and sales strategy. Since you are tuning into this podcast, it tells me that podcasting is the evergreen marketing platform for you. If you know you're ready to start a podcast for your business, this episode is for you. I'm walking you through how to start an audio-only podcast for your business in 2026. Specifically, I'm telling you what you actually need to do and in what order to do it to get your podcast launched. Now, if you're wondering if you should start a video podcast or an audio-only podcast, please stop this episode and go listen to episode 281, where I share some great insights into the future of podcasting and how to decide whether video or audio only is right for you. Now, if you're new here, my name is Andrea Singletary, and I'm a podcast strategist and producer for women entrepreneurs who want to expand their reach, make an even greater impact, and consistently attract their highest quality leads through podcasting. Everything I'm walking you through is the exact process I walk my evergreen marketing accelerator clients who are in the launching phase through during their kickoff call. So let's just jump right into this. Before you ever decide on a podcast name or start planning podcast content, you need to be crystal clear on your podcast purpose and what your podcast goals are. These two are going to drive everything from the name of your podcast to the type of content you create. It's going to drive the type of keywords you actually search for, you know, for your podcast content and everything. Like, it's integrated in every single aspect of your podcast. And I find that this is a step that is often skipped. Not knowing the answer to these questions is how most people end up becoming a pod fade, meaning they just completely ghost their podcast audience. There's no clear direction, and they create random content that leaves their audience confused. Know the why of your podcast first and then get to planning. Like, I kid you not, it is the most important step in all of this. Like, you want to have a clear purpose for your podcast. You want to know what you actually want your podcast to do for you and your business. The next step is choosing your podcast name. Now, your name should contain keywords that your ideal listener would search related to your expertise. And before you ever settle on a name, please, please, I am begging you, check that it is available. Check the podcast listening apps, check Google, and especially check the trademark database. I talk more about this and other things to consider when choosing a podcast name back in episode 243, so make sure you go and take a listen to that episode. Next, you want to order your microphone and your headphones because you got to have your equipment, right? So your microphone, it doesn't need to be a $500 microphone or anything like that. My favorite is actually the Samson Q2U, which is about $97. It is a dynamic microphone, meaning that it doesn't pick up the background noise and different things like that. It's really simple. You just plug it into your computer and make sure you select it for whatever platform you're going to record in, and it gives you quality audio. Now, for your headphones, you want over-the-ears headphones because they help block out background noise. So it's just an additional safety precaution, or not safety, an additional like precaution as far as like helping you to get quality audio. But also too, it allows you to be able to hear yourself as you record. And so that way, when you're recording, if something doesn't sound right, you can immediately stop and make sure that you have everything connected properly. Now, if you're only doing solo episodes, you can actually record using your phone. I record all of my episodes using the Voice Memo app on my iPhone. That's what I'm currently using right now to record this episode. You've heard me share it before, but I go in my walk-in closet, close the door, and I sit in the middle of the floor and I record using my phone. It's really simple. It works great for me. And I like it because I don't have to get everything set up. I now just use my microphone and headphones when I'm recording interviews. Okay, so once you've ordered your equipment, next you want to pick your launch date. So One of the biggest things here when you're choosing your launch date is being realistic about how much time you actually have available to dedicate to launching. I recommend pulling out your personal and business calendars to see what you already have as far as like commitments, and that can actually interfere with your launch timeline. Inside the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator, when we have kickoff calls for clients who are in the launching phase, I have them pull out their calendars and take a look at, you know, what they have going on, and to really like give them a clear picture of like, okay, if we set this launch date, will you realistically be able to commit to it? Or do you have other things going on with your life or in your business? And so it's just important to give yourself enough time to launch, especially if you're doing this on your own. You know, there may be some things that are a learning curve for you. So you want to give yourself a realistic timeline, but you also do want to set essentially a deadline so that you actually launch your podcast. So set, you know, a podcast launch timeline, and set a date for each task you need to complete during your podcast launch. So like I said, in the accelerator, I actually have a podcast launch timeline template that I use with my accelerator clients. So during that kickoff call, we set dates for everything. Okay, you know, when are you going to record like your intro and outro by? When are you going to record your launch episodes by? You know, when are you going to do your editing and all of that? Like, we really break it down so that way they have like these deadlines, like, okay, I need to complete this by then. I need to complete this by then. And they stay organized. So I recommend you doing the same thing. That's going to ensure that you actually complete your, you know, actually launch your podcast. After you've done that, next you want to create is your podcast cover art. Now, you can hire someone to do it, or you can use a template in Canva, or you may even be able to find some templates on like a platform like Etsy. But you want to, you know, make sure you are creating that podcast cover art and have that ready to go for when you're ready to launch. In the accelerator, I actually provide templates that I had my graphic designer create, and they're easily customized. So my clients have been able to customize like, you know, the color so that it's their brand colors, customize the font, change out the image and all of that. But you want to make sure that you have professional looking cover art for your podcast. Okay. After you've finished your cover art, next you want to do is gather your podcast launch team. You need a launch team. This is something that's not talked about often. I have often seen people who, especially when they DIY their podcast launch, they launch the podcast and people don't know about it until the podcast is live, or they may post something random here and there like, hey, I'm launching a podcast, but they don't have people like rallying behind them and helping promote the podcast and different things like that. And so I say this, like the day your podcast launches, it shouldn't be the first time people hear about your podcast. You should be talking about it now, but you should also gather a launch team to help you promote the podcast. So ideally, you want to reach out to people in your network and your community who serve a similar audience as you and ask them to share about your podcast with their audience. You know, provide them with the copy and graphics to promote it and have them share about it when your podcast trailer drops and on your official launch date when your launch episodes go live. And this is just going to help expand your reach. This is going to help you, you know, take full advantage of like that launch day momentum. You know, there's a lot of hype and buildup around the launch. People are excited. It's a new podcast. You know, you're doing something so incredible. And so if you can like, you know, expand on that, you know, put some gasoline on that fire, so to speak, to make it bigger and get more eyes on your podcast, you want to do it. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy or anything like that. This is something that I also have my accelerator clients do. I provide them with a email template so that way they can, you know, start reaching out to people to be part of their podcast launch team. One of my clients who's currently going through the accelerator, she is doing that right now. And it's been so amazing because not only have she's gotten like a lot of yeses, but a lot of the women that she's been inviting to be a part of their launch team, they have a podcast too. And they've been inviting her to be on their podcast to share about her podcast. So like, you don't even know, like, your people, like your network, your community, they want to support you. They want to celebrate you, but they also may be like, hey, come talk to us about your podcast. Like, come share about your podcast on my podcast. Like, it just creates more opportunities for you. So you definitely want to have a launch team. Once you have gathered your launch team, now it's time to create your own podcast marketing plan. And what I mean by that is figure out how you're going to consistently market your podcast. You have so many options. And I know a lot of people automatically think, like, when it comes to marketing your podcast, social media marketing, that's it. But in my opinion, it's not the best option because you are penalized for driving people off the platform. Now, I'm not saying don't promote it on socials at all. However, I don't think that should be your main way of marketing your podcast. Here's what I usually recommend. Pinterest. Pinterest is such a great way to drive people to your podcast. I have pins that I have shared, probably it's been years, and it still drives traffic to my podcast. But it's because it's a SEO-based platform, it really works in your favor in that you just create these pins for the episodes and you basically post them and forget it. And it will, over time, people will find those pins and they will click to go check out your podcast and stuff like that. But Pinterest is a great option. On top of that, prioritizing podcast SEO. Later this week, I'm dropping a case study interview with a client, and she shares how she's been able to grow her podcast audience significantly through podcast SEO. It's how you grow your podcast organically. So even if you aren't doing anything else, you know that the people who are actively searching for your content, they are finding it because you are prioritizing SEO. You're using the keywords that they are searching for your type of content. The other thing is sharing your new episodes with your email list. I don't see people do this all the time, but your email list, they already want to be a part of your world. They already are interested in what you're doing. So you reminding them, hey, I have a podcast and oh, I dropped a new episode this week. Just remind them, you know, especially as you have new people join your email list and stuff like that. You don't want to assume everyone knows you have a podcast. And then lastly, as you create more content, commenting on people's like threads post or Facebook posts, you know, link to specific episodes that answer their questions. I call this my podcast resource library strategy. And basically, in the accelerator, I teach my clients how to create podcast content that's kind of like your FAQs, right? Where you're answering those frequently asked questions. And this is one of my favorite strategies. I actually just was doing this quite a bit a few days ago where I was just scrolling through threads and I saw someone like ask a question and I was like, oh, I got a podcast episode on that. So like I would share like, you know, a little bit like, hey, you know, this is how I would approach this. However, I have a podcast episode where I dive deeper on this specific topic. So I'm gonna link it here for you if you want to check it out. And it's just such a great way to grow your audience because these people are specifically asking this question, like they're looking for the answer. And so if you already have that content created that answers that specific question, like it just increases your authority. I actually did this for someone, like I said, a few days ago when I was going through like just scrolling threads and she asked a question. And like I said, I answered it. And then I was like, hey, I have a podcast episode on this topic. I'm going to drop the link for you right here. She ended up DMing me and then asking me about my services. Like she shared a little bit more like where she's at with her podcast and stuff like that. And so now we're in the talks of her potentially working with me. Like that is the power of creating the right type of podcast content. You really want to make sure you're creating content that it's going to be for your ideal person, right? But also, like, sometimes we do have to create content around those topics where sometimes we assume people already know this, but it's like, if it's a question you're often getting, turn it into a podcast episode. Like, turn it into a podcast episode. Okay, I know I went on a tangent on this, but if you want to learn more about this strategy, go check out episode 217, where I share all about my podcast resource library strategy. Once you have your podcast marketing plan, now it's time to choose your intro and outro music. Now, let me say this. You know, with my podcast, I've been going without the intro and outro. Like, that was my plan for right now. And that's the plan, like I said, for right now. I don't really feel like creating a new intro and outro. But I will say this. Like, I'm coming off of just recording the case study episode with that client. And so she shared with me, she updated her outro, driving people to her free private podcast. And so just by updating that outro, she doesn't create content around this private podcast or anything like that. She has 10 to 15 new people who join her email list every week. So you may not want to skip out on the outro. It has me rethinking things right now. But you want to choose your intro and outro music. And the main thing is that this needs to be royalty-free music. My favorite platform for this is Audio Jungle. There are plenty of other platforms out there, but you should be purchasing some type of license to be able to use that music. You don't want to use any like people's like actual songs and everything like that. Like, it needs to be royalty-free music. But what I like about Audio Jungle is that they provide you with so many options for different genres of music. So whatever vibe you're going for, 9 times out of 10, they have a genre that would fit that category for you. Okay, after you choose your music, you want to choose a podcast hosting platform. All right, I'm going to be 100% real with you right now. When you're podcasting for your business, a free hosting platform like Spotify for Creators is not going to cut it. I'm sorry, but it's not. I know a lot of people swear by it, but if you want to be able to get real data, if you really want to be able to grow your podcast, you need a paid platform. So Spotify for Creators, as amazing as it is, it's too limiting. The platform that I recommend is Captivate. I have it linked below as my recommended tools. It is hands down my favorite hosting platform. All my clients have used it. They love it. So this is the one that I typically recommend. It offers so many great features. And I actually have a podcast episode on this where I talk about Captivate, as well as a couple of other ones that do that are really good too. I think I mentioned Podbean and possibly Buzzsprout is the third one. But my favorite by far is Captivate. So if you want to hear more about like my thoughts on podcast hosting platforms, definitely go check out episode 72. All right. Once you have gotten like your podcast hosting platform, you've signed up for it, now we need to plan your launch episodes. So when it comes to your launch, you want to launch with 3 episodes. The reason why I recommend this is because you want to give people something that they can kind of chew on, sit with a little bit, like really capture their attention. But there is another reason why I recommend doing this too, because you're going to create 3 strategic episodes for your launch. So episode 1 should be about you and your why behind the podcast. I like to call this your villain story. Like, this is your, like, what happened, like, that put you on this trajectory to what it is that you do now. And then episode 2 should be your educational content. Now, this should be where you answer one of your most frequently asked questions. This is where you're starting to build out that podcast resource library. So we want to include one of those. And then episode 3 should be a mix of thought leadership and polarizing content. So like your polarizing thoughts and beliefs. This is where you really show people what makes you different, how you approach things differently. And then the other thing is that you want to make sure you do keyword research for each of these episodes. You want to prioritize SEO from day one, hands down. I believe I do have a podcast episode on the episode you want to launch with. I forgot to include that in my notes, but I will make sure to link it in my show notes if you do want to go take a listen to that one. All right. Once you have your launch episodes mapped out, now we're planning 3 to 6 months worth of content. This is very important. If you want to be consistent with your podcast, you need to get ahead in your content planning. This is why inside of the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator, I provide you with a content prompts doc that helps you brain dump podcast topic ideas for each stage of the customer journey. Most people fall off with their podcast because they don't know what to talk about. You don't want that to happen to you. So if you can come up with 3 to 6 months worth of content ideas, you will be ahead of the game. Okay, once you have that content planned out, you're going to start scripting your podcast intro, outro, and trailer. Because these are shorter audio pieces and they require like a certain type of flow, scripting them makes it easiest for recording. So this is why I provide my accelerator clients with scripts for each of these pieces. It ensures they get straight to the point and keep each of these short and sweet. Your intro and outro, it should not be more than 20, maybe 30 seconds max. It needs to be short and sweet, get to the point, so that way you can actually get to the episode content. With your intro, at some point, people who have been listening to your podcast for a while, they're probably going to skip the intro. So your intro is really for the new people, as well as your outro too. But like I said, you may not want to skip out on the outro because my client, she's seeing great results as far as growing her email list with her outro. So, hey, you may want to include it, but again, it should not be 1-2 minutes long. It should be 20, 30 seconds max. And then your trailer is anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. So I like to talk about a trailer as like the same thing as like a movie trailer. It's giving people a taste of what they can expect. And your trailer is actually what you publish a week before your launch date. And I'll get to that, I believe, in a little bit. Yes, I'll explain of that in a little bit. But you definitely want to, you know, make sure you have those scripted. Okay. After that, you want to outline your launch episodes. We've already planned the launch episodes. Having an outline ensures that you, you know, touch on all the points that you need to cover. It's also good for those who are new to podcasting. So outline before you record. It's going to make your life so much easier and will help you make fewer mistakes, which will result in an easier editing experience. Okay, once your outlines are done, it's time to get to recording. So record your intro, outro, and trailer first, and then record your launch episodes. Now, there are so many platforms for recording. There's Audacity, Descript, Riverside, GarageBand, Zencastr, the Voice Memo Notes app in your phone. Go with what you're most comfortable with. Like, there's no need to try to learn a new platform. Just like if there's a platform you've already been using, go ahead and move forward with that one. I also recommend batch recording. So this can look like, you know, knocking out the intro, outro, and trailer one day, and then doing your launch episodes another day. Whatever, however you want to do that, but batch recording will help you get this done fairly quickly. Once you've recorded, it's time to move on to editing. Now, personally, I use Audacity to edit, but you can use whatever you're comfortable with. Descript and Riverside are great options for editing. Audacity takes some time to learn if you haven't used it before. Editing in Descript is like editing in a Google Doc, so if that's kind of like what you're looking for, go at Descript. Now, I haven't edited using Riverside, but from what I hear, they have a lot of great tools that make it simple. Also, you want to make sure to use an audio leveler. So basically, this is going to make sure your audio level is the same throughout the entire track. And some audio levelers are really good at like helping to remove like background noise and stuff like that. I use Auphonic, but if you edit in Descript or Riverside, they have an audio leveler included. Descript is called Studio Sound. I don't know what it's called in Riverside. Now, you want to make sure you don't over edit. It should be clean audio, but not perfect audio. All right. After you've done that, it's time to set up your podcast page on your website. So you want to add a page to your website strictly for your podcast. The goal is to get people on your website so they can learn more about you, explore your offers, all of that. So you can embed the media player for your podcast trailer and include a brief write-up of what the podcast is about and introduce yourself as the host. Now, after you've launched and you've published new episodes, you may want to change that to the media player of your episodes. I think I have mine set up so that it shows like the latest episodes or something like that. But that's another option too. But you'll have to wait until you've launched and you've published actual episodes. But bottom line is that it doesn't need to be anything fancy. You just want to have a dedicated page for your podcast. If you want to check mine out, you can go to mamaturnmompreneur.com/podcast. This is also linked below in the episode description. Now that you have your podcast page done, you want to publish your trailer the week before your launch date. So this allows you to work through any tech issues, distribute your podcast to all of the podcast listening apps, and ensure that your podcast is showing up on all of the podcast listening apps. Once your trailer is live, you want to make sure your launch team shares about it. So that's kind of like one of the reasons why I include the podcast trailer, and I do it like the week before, because it really allows you to work through those tech issues. If you are seeing like your podcast isn't showing up on Apple yet, you can troubleshoot as to why that is going on and get that all worked out before your actual launch episodes drop. Okay, after you've hit publish on your trailer, you want to validate your RSS feed. Now, if you've already launched your podcast and you did it on your own, you may be wondering like, Andrea, what in the world is that? This is something that podcast managers should be doing when they're like supporting you with launching your podcast. But this is basically something that allows you to see if there's any technical issues with your podcast that maybe, you know, none of the other platforms have alerted you on. So the website I use is called Cast Feed Validator. I will link that below as well as in the show notes. But it really just like you copy and paste your RSS feed into it. It's a free platform. And then you click the button and it'll just go through and just make sure that everything is checking off as green. Often when there's an issue, I've seen it be like, you know, something with the podcast cover art or, you know, like the sizing of the podcast cover art. Another thing you'll have to do is before you put your RSS feed into the website, you want to make sure you go into your podcast host and unhide your email address, because if it's hidden, it's going to alert, like it's going to just give you like a red mark, or it's like a red dot or something like showing that there's an issue, but it's just more so that they can't see the email because the email is hidden. But like I said, it's just a great way to make sure that all your I's are dotted and all your T's are crossed. Okay, after you've done that, you're going to write your show notes for each of your launch episodes. So you want to house your show notes on your website as a blog post. I've talked a lot about this on the podcast, but write those show notes ahead of time. Make sure to embed the media player for the launch episodes with their corresponding show notes. This is just another way to ensure that your podcast is getting more visible, you know, reaching more people. So this is so that your podcast can actually show up in Google. All right. After you've done that, schedule your launch episodes. That's pretty straightforward. You'll schedule them on your hosting platform and then schedule your show notes on your website. And then the last thing, which it's not really part of the launch, but I feel like everybody should be doing, is finalizing your podcast workflow. So you've done all the work. You've reached the end with your launch and you have a better idea of what is going to be required of you weekly. So I want you to take some time to think through all the steps that you took to launch your podcast and reflect on what worked, what didn't work, and create your podcast production workflow. Having a streamlined system in place will help ensure that you stay consistent with your podcast. And I feel so strongly about this is that in my accelerator program, I've included a section on this. Like there's a training on it, like just all the things you need to be considering in your podcast workflow, as well as a workbook to help you kind of really reflect on, you know, what you're currently doing for your podcast workflow and whether or not it makes sense. You know, sometimes we add in these extra steps and it's like, well, it's not really doing anything. It's not helping. So why am I doing it? Or, you know what? This is something I actually should be doing and I'm not consistently doing it. So it really helps you to look at that, but also helps you look at too, what are those tasks that take you the longest for producing your podcast? And is that something you need to start outsourcing? Like I said, this is something you really want to take the time to go through and reflect and everything to ensure that you are creating the streamlined process. But also too, like if your plan is to eventually hire out, you having that already in place makes it so much easier for the person you bring on your team. So these are things that you want to be considering. Okay, I know I covered a whole lot in this episode, but it's literally what goes into launching a podcast for your business. This is why people often hire someone else to launch their podcast for them, because there are a lot of moving pieces you have to consider, but it is doable. Many people launch a podcast on their own all the time. But if you really want someone to guide you through this entire process and have everything mapped out for you, I support you with that inside of the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator. I provide you with the templates. I help you map out your podcast launch timeline. I give you everything you need to launch your podcast in a way that it's not stressful or overwhelming. The Accelerator is both for those who are planning and launching their podcast, as well as those who are already been podcasting for some time. You don't have to figure it out all on your own. Like, that is why I'm here to support you. And I provide you with the one-on-one support so that you know exactly what to do and launch your podcast the right way. All right, that is it for this episode. I'll catch you in the next one.